You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back to the second hour of Civic Media Mornings on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Dr. Kristen Lyerly, here with Greg Bach. We are Bach and the Doc, filling in for Pat Kreitlow, who will be back on Monday. And hey, Brittany Merlot is here.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. We have a lot of weather to talk about. I keep hearing about this. Like, I haven't heard it called Snowmageddon, but it sounds, as people are talking about it, like it feels very Snowmageddon-y.
Oh, I love it. Yes. We have two storms actually headed our way. The first one striking today and the next one on Friday, pretty much really hitting the southern part of the state. So what we have going on right now is light snow, I think, into Janesville area, portions towards like Prairie du Chien and stuff. So really south, really far west. But this is going to become widespread by about 10 o'clock this morning, pretty much for the southern half of the state. It'll start off light, but then it's really going to start ramping up as we go into the afternoon and early evening hours. And this storm has a lot to play with lake enhancement. So areas near Lake Michigan, that's why those counties are under winter storm warning from Manitowoc all the way south through Kenosha. But then on the other side of the state, southwest, Grant County is also in a winter storm warning. So those areas are looking to get anywhere from 5 to 8 inches. And some spots could see a little bit higher, especially where those lake effect snow bands set up and what towns near the lake get hit the hardest. But a pretty good chunk of snowfall expected there. There is a winter weather advisory all in between that area, north into the Fox Valley, Door County, Green Bay. Those areas are looking at a widespread 3 to 5 inches. So this is going to be an all-day event. The evening commute is going to be treacherous, very slick, slippery. That snow is going to be coming down. The wind's going to start to get feisty this evening. And it's a light and fluffy type of snow, which is good for clearing, makes it a little easier, but it's also going to be blowing and drifting around a little bit through those evening hours. So we might have to do a little bit more cleanup tomorrow morning, but they will end right around midnight. It'll be gone by the morning. It's just those winds. And the cold really settles in too. So we have a very cold Thursday, and then another system hitting Friday afternoon into our Saturday morning, targeting the same areas, bringing the same amount of snow, maybe more. So this is pretty much a 1-2 punch in a week.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
And she's a doctor. She knows what she's talking about. I'm down here in Racine right now, and it's just starting. It's basically like snow sprinkles.
Okay. Yeah. This system's got so much moisture with it too. And I think that's why it's packing such a punch. I mean, this low pressure is coming from the Gulf basically, and then swinging up the mountain range and turning into a nor'easter. So as it swipes us, it's bringing some of that moisture.
Okay. I have a question. You mentioned lake effect snow, and we hear this all the time, but what really is lake effect snow, and which regions tend to get it?
Yeah, absolutely. So lake effect snow, you need the water to be clear of ice, right? So it can't be frozen over. Once that lake starts to freeze over, or the bay, like Green Bay, it's not going to produce any lake effect snow. So you need the open water, and it needs to be warmer than the air temperature, which it usually is, because it takes longer for water to warm up or cool down. And then, of course, when you have the cooler temperatures like this storm is bringing, it's a pretty cold one with highs today only in the 20s. And a lot of us getting the snow while we're still in the teens. That's going to trigger lake effect. So when you have strong winds off of, right now, it's going to be Lake Michigan, and they're going to be out of the northeast. This is going to produce its own snow. It's not like the system itself, where the main hits pretty much Iowa and into Grant County. This is just the winds straight off the lake. That big temperature difference creates these clouds, creates that snow, and dumps some heavy squalls through those areas. So this is why places could see up to 9 inches. It's hard to forecast exactly where, because these winds swing around the lake. So it's changing, and it's how long will it stay in a certain area, but definitely south shore of Lake Superior, and here for us, obviously along Lake Michigan, we get that lake effect too.
And I hear, despite what I've been hearing from Governor Pritzker, I hear you still calling it Lake Michigan, not Lake Illinois, even though we all know that you're an Illinois native.
Oh, yeah. No, that's Lake Michigan.
I
can't have everything.
We have our daily report from Robin Tigerton. Rob Tigerton says it's partly cloudy and 2 degrees below zero. The wind chill is 2 degrees below zero. I got my new iPhone 16 Pro phone. Really love it. Not just getting a new Facebook account as well. Also, thank you, Kristen and Brittany, reaching out to help me on my Facebook issues I had for the last month. I have a new phone number. I can't wait to take pictures with my new phone. And he says, making money weather for me. I love the snow being so fluffy and easy to move. That's right, Rob. And he even said, he said to me yesterday, he goes, Greg, if I live closer, I'd plow you out. And I really appreciate that. And I would take you up on that because I don't like snow. So there.
And that's exactly the kind of guy Rob is. Yeah. That's what he does in his community. That's what he does for the people that he lives with. So thank you, Rob. We love hearing from you every morning.
Thank you to all the people who clear the snow and everything. You know, it's a lot that we have to go through. It's not just us shoveling or trying to get to work. I mean, these people work their butts off. So remember to stay away from those plows. Give them space. Don't pass them. That's scary stuff. I see it happening all the time. And I'm just biting my nails watching these people do it. Don't do it. Take your time. Drive slow. Have a winter weather emergency kit in your car. Today's the day. This light and fluffy type of snow, too. Keep in mind, as our temperatures drop tonight, it's going to get slippery again. Even with a little coating, this stuff turns slippery because the salt stops working when it's 15 degrees or cooler.
This is your classic Wisconsin winter, folks.
Yep.
Yay. We're right in the middle of it, baby.
And the fact that it's middle of February, though, like this, like that's the thing is when I was a kid, I was used to this happening in November, October, maybe even late October sometimes. But I don't ever expect big snowstorms until late January, February now, and that's just how it is. And I remember having a conversation with my mom saying, "Oh, I wish we just had like the old days, like the kids could see it, like her grandkids." I'm like, "Well, they don't know that world. That you remember the old days where it was snow for 6 months, but they know snow for two. It'd be weird if they saw snow in October."
You know, you've hit that point in your life, Greg, where you're doing the back in my days.
Back in my day, we had snow from June until July, and then it came back in October. It's all the time now. Kids don't understand. I walk 38 miles to school with no shoes.
Uphill.
I'd like to share a memory. A snowmobile suit. Did you have a snowmobile suit?
I didn't grow up in snowmobile. I didn't have a snowmobile.
It wasn't a thing. No, I didn't either. But like back in the 70s.
Oh, you mean
when it was a one piece thing that it took like 10 minutes to put on. And as soon as you put it on and you were about to be headed out the door, you realized that you had to go to the bathroom. So then you'd have to take it all back out. Yeah. It was like it was a whole thing.
I think I had when I was really low. Then I had snow. Then I graduated just to snow pants. With the moon boots that you had to put. I don't know why we put sandwich bags in there. I felt like, hey, we're poor, sandwich bags.
I did the same. it worked though.
Yeah, it did. My feet are still dry, so.
Well, Brittany, thank you for joining us this morning. Be safe out there.
You too. Bye, guys.
Thank you.
See you, Brittany.
All right. Well, welcome, folks. You are always welcome to join the conversation. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. You can text in on the Civic Media app. The app is great. The app is fantastic for listening to all of the stations, all of the shows. It's the way that I listen in the morning when I'm not, you know, on the radio.
But you're on the radio. I mean, you're on the radio a lot. And we love it. And I've said this before. I just want to know when, like, you're doing the doctor stuff because, like,
sometimes I'm doing the doctor stuff and I'm on the radio at the same time.
Which I commend you for being able to I guess multitask. I mean, I don't know. More power to you. That's what I say. Tony on the live stream says, "Snowsuit. No matter what, you look like an uncomfortable starfish."
It's true. It's like in A Christmas Story. That's exactly what it's like. You're like, you can't move around.
I can't move my arms, Mom.
Yeah.
And if you're watching on the live stream right now, we see some people watching on the live stream. Thank you so much for being here. You could always drop a comment on the live stream. And if we see it, we'll be able to, you know, say hello to you. You know, we got a lot of great comments coming in. Michelle, Kali Nowak, who was your guest yesterday, left some great stuff for Michelle. Awesome job, Michelle, for the work they're doing with Main Street Alliance, things like that. So, yeah, drop a comment in the live stream. And another one from Colleen. Fun fact, Mark Becker and Colleen were in CCD together growing up. Small world.
It is a small world. Speaking of CCD, did you hear that the Pope wrote a letter to the bishops, the U.S. bishops, to remind them about the teachings of Jesus Christ and how he took care of people like immigrants and that Jesus was an immigrant? This is legit. It was released just a couple days ago.
Dear bishops.
Pope Peter. He specifically talked about it. J.D. Vance had used a term Ordo Amoris inappropriately and in a divisive way, and the Pope corrected it in this letter. And then he said this, and I thought this was so beautiful. And I grew up a Catholic, so like the Pope is, you know, he's the Pope. Same. He said this: I exhort all the faithful of the Catholic Church and all men and women of goodwill not to give in to narratives that discriminate against and cause unnecessary suffering to our migrant and refugee brothers and sisters. With charity and clarity, we are all called to live in solidarity and fraternity, to build bridges that bring us ever closer together, to avoid walls of ignominy, and to learn to give our lives as Jesus Christ gave his for the salvation of all. I thought that, and I am not a super religious person, but I thought that was really beautiful.
It's a, it's a beautifully written sentiment, and this Pope more than a lot have really exemplified we can have conversations for hours about the Catholic Church, yes, but this Pope has washed the feet of the poor. This Pope has talked about open and loving, empathetic relationships with the people and their God and their Savior. And I've read articles, I'm sure you've seen the same articles, where Christians in this country see Jesus' teachings as liberal and weak. And I'm like, what are we? He just wants you to be nice to people. He said, just be nice to people. That's all. That's what he's saying. Is that that's too far?
I grew up super Catholic, and I actually taught Sunday school when I was in high school. I'm driving my kid to school now. But so like all we have to do as Catholics and as Christian, I'm not affiliated anymore, but like just be kind, love people where they are. And it's funny, some of the stuff like marriage equality. Jesus never once in the Bible ever once uttered anything about condemning people who loved a man loving a man or a woman loving a woman. Jesus never said a word about it.
You're right. Yep. You're absolutely right. There's so much
of what's taken and skewed.
And this is a huge topic, and we can pick it up on the other side of this break. This is Civic Media with Dr. Kristen Lyerly on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Welcome back to Civic Media Mornings on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Dr. Kristen Lyerly here with Greg Bach. We are Bach in the Dock, filling in for Pat Kreitlow, who's going to be back on Monday. And we've got Mark Becker with us, host of Rational Revolution. See how I did that with
Hello. The music? Hello. It was nice. Well done. That was a good choice. Yeah.
Thank
I like that.
You. Also, Greg and I really love the Beatles, so it's just an excuse to play a little Beatles.
Oh, that's cool. There you go.
Yeah.
So who doesn't, right?
I know people who really do not like the Beatles. And when I was younger, I thought, you not like the Beatles. And now I'm just at the point where I'm like, that's cool, man. That's fine. I believe that you're either, I believe that you love the Beatles and are tepid or don't like the Stones or vice versa.
There's a thing at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame where the Beatles are on one side and the Stones are on the other side. And it's almost like, you know, which camp do you fall into?
And you know who's standing in the middle? Sister Rosetta Tharpe, who invented it all.
Yeah. Nice.
What was it, do you think, that got you hooked on the Beatles?
I don't know. I think it was just I'm a musician at heart. I've played music since I was a little kid. I was in bands, and the music just hooked me. You cannot deny the pop sensibility of the Beatles, especially those first couple albums. Mm-hmm. And it gets your toe tapping, your fingers snapping, and you just go for it. And then, but the thing that they have that I really enjoy, and a band like Blur has this, and a band like the Buzzcocks have this too. You listen to their early songs, and there's a sound. It's a definite sound that belongs to them in the beginning, but as they move along, album by album, mm-hmm. U2 has this as well.
Yep.
It evolves over time to a new thing every couple records, and it's like, oh, this is kind of like the Taylor Swift thing. Like, oh, this is the Beatles psychedelic era. This is the Beatles blues era, and here's the Beatles bubblegum pop era. It just, the sound and the songs evolve over time, and you just learn to appreciate that. And coming from a background of art, you also then just learn that, oh, you can do what you want. Don't worry about what other people think. Just do what comes to your heart. And if people come along, that's great. If not, that's not your problem. Keep going.
That's the creative process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you? What brought you to the Beatles?
Oh, it was Duran Duran, for sure.
Right.
Yep. I loved Duran Duran, and they were inspired by the Beatles, and I thought, I'm going to check out this Beatles band, and then I loved them.
These four boys from Liverpool are going somewhere. Mark, are you a big Beatles guy? Are you, like, you know, casual listener?
So, when I was growing up, we listened to oldies, 0.1 in Green Bay, and I loved listening to Dick Clark. And they would play his like Countdown, and of course the Beatles were on a lot. And so, yes, I do enjoy their music quite a bit.
Excellent.
And now you're the guy on the radio.
Yeah. What the heck? I know. That's crazy.
I know.
It's been wild.
Did you ever think that you would be doing what you're doing? I mean, here you are making waves, bringing people together, having conversations with people like Adam Kinzinger. I mean, how did that happen?
It was wild. So, I didn't really think that this was something that would be possible remotely. And I was talking about it with him on the show that in the circle of, you know, despondent Republicans that are former, and, you know, some of us have gone to the Democratic side like I have, and some of them are kind of stuck in the middle. But it's really a small circle, you know, and so we all kind of know each other and are comfortable sharing phone numbers. And, you know, he gave me, he's a huge contact, but it was on election day, a week before, where I got a phone call from a guy and I didn't know who it was. And I picked up and he's like, Becker, it's Adam Kinzinger. I've been following you. And I was like, what?
What?
Where are you? Are you in the bushes, sir? Where are you?
No. And he's like, hey, I just want to say, I thank you for what you're doing. I've seen what you've done. I've listened to you, and you have a really good message, and I appreciate it. And then, you know, we've stayed in contact because he had some other things to say about things that he was encouraging me to do. And we became friends, and we talk a lot. And he's a fantastic person. We text almost every day. Yeah, he's a good dude.
That is
Greg,
so...
you probably don't know this, but Mark's kind of a big deal.
Okay, I'm just surrounded by big deals. I got Dr. Kristen Lyerly was on a halftime show. Mark knows Adam Kinzinger. Hey, guess what? I made Bon Iver laugh once. Okay, cool. Thanks.
Yeah, nice. There
he has a new album coming out.
You want to hear something
April.
Crazy? Oh, does he really?
Uh-huh. But I do want to hear something crazy.
Nice. Oh, well, Adam didn't know that he got a pardon, and I was the one that told him. He slept in on election day, and I was like, dude, what the heck? Are you okay? And he's like, huh? I'm like, you got a pardon. And he's like, he like checked his phone and called me. He's like, oh my God, I didn't. He said he didn't want it. That was not something that he wanted. So we talked about it. I was the one that informed him that he got a presidential pardon. Fun fact.
Wow.
You know, speaking of people who got presidential pardons, you have a big guest coming up on
your
show. Is it during this week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're so two for two, presidential pardon week, back to back.
Tell us about that.
Harry Dunn, who's Harry Dunn is the Capitol Police officer. Yes. And this was set up with Representative Ahmaud Rivera Wagner, who has Harry Dunn today in Green Bay. If you want to go see him, his story is incredible. What those guys went through, guys and gals.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mark, can I? Is it possible for me to ask? I was going to say, is it possible for me to ask you a question that you may be able to ask me, or if it comes up in conversation? And I don't mean to bring the mood down just a slight bit, but
sure.
To those people out there who have the temerity, the gall to say, "Well, no police officers died that day," not taking into account after the fact what happened. I mean, I don't know how that must make him feel, and just like every time I hear someone say, I get very angry.
Him that.
Okay.
You just have to listen to the answer.
I asked him that. So, I mean,
great.
Yeah, say, here's a teaser. If you want to hear the answer, absolutely, because I did talk to him about that.
Great. Excellent.
I asked
him how
it felt about that. I asked him how it made him feel when 1,500 people who mercilessly beat cops and, you know, killed them, you know, what he felt like when they got pardons.
Yeah.
So it was a fascinating conversation. That was probably one of the – not probably. It was one of the better shows that I've – done. Could have been the best. He was fantastic.
Well, and it airs this weekend. And Greg, we're going to have him come back because we've got him hooked on Green Bay. We've got him hooked on the Packers.
Nice. Awesome.
I know. He's going to be doing that this afternoon in Green Bay. We'll talk a little bit more about that at the end of the show. But for now, Greg, Mark, are you ready AF to talk to Andrea Fonta? Because she is coming up after this short break on Civic Media Mornings. This is Dr.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Civic Media Mornings on the Civic Media Radio Network. I am Dr. Kristen Lyerly here with Greg Bach on the board and our special guest, Mark Becker of Rational Revolution fame. It is 7:34
What's
on Wednesday, February 12th. And I am excited AF to welcome our new friend this morning, Andrea Fonta. It rhymes with Santa. Andrea is the founder and creator of Mommy AF. Andrea, welcome to Civic Media Morning.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
I have seen Mommy AF stickers all over the place. I need to know, where did this come from?
So a lot of people don't know. They see the stickers and they see them upside down and they're like, what is this cult, right? So about 5 years ago, my family was going through some heavy stuff. And I come from a family of people who doesn't talk about the heavy stuff. They sweep it under the rug. And so when we were going through that, I felt like I didn't really have anybody to talk to. I couldn't ask my questions. I didn't know if this was normal, right? And so in talking to just a couple of friends, like close-knit friends that I had, I realized that a lot of other people were struggling with very similar things. And so I decided to put together a mom's group on Facebook. So Mommy AF. So AF are my initials, so most people don't realize that when they join the groups, which is fine.
I did not realize that until last night.
That's
and,
awesome.
And I've been seeing your stickers for a long time.
I love it. So they're magnets, and we created them because everybody was like, this is like a cool club. Like, I want people to know, like, if I see them out in the community, I want to know if they're part of this club too. And so the magnets were created as a way, we call it a silent high five. So if you ever see one flipped upside down on somebody's bumper, that means a total stranger, maybe walking into Target, saw their car and was like, hey, this mom needs a hug, or this mom needs to know, or this person needs to know that somebody sees them. So they just flip the magnet upside down. So you come back out to your car and you see it and you just feel seen.
Mm-hmm. That's so subtle and so meaningful.
And it's, you know, it gets made fun of all the time too. And like, but whatever, it's fun. If you know, you know, right?
Yeah, exactly. I just love how you turned it, how it started with a Facebook group. And now it's, how big is this?
It's huge. So it started as one Facebook group, just for the moms. And then my husband, whose name is Aaron Fonta, so his initials
come
are
on.
I married well, yeah. He's like, okay, like all of these dads want to know what's going on in the moms groups. I'm like, well, we can't have that, obviously. So like, you need your own place. And so we started Dad AF. And then there's all of these people who are like, I feel like I need more of a community in this part of my life or this part of my life. So there's like 75 different AF groups that are like, they're just private groups and they're just designed to help people find their community. Like there's a Green Thumb AF for plant parents who just need gardening tips and stuff like that. There's a Single Mom AF. So issues that really don't relate to everybody, but just the single moms can go and kind of communicate and commiserate a little bit sometimes and kind of just find their people.
Is there a dog dad AF? That's what Greg, our producer, wants to know.
There is a Fast and the Furious. So, yeah, we do have a pet parents, lots of pet parents that want different groups, but coming up with a clever name has been the only issue. So, but
it's so cool how you have really, you know, just provided a space for people of so many different walks of life to find people that they can walk life together, that, you know, have some camaraderie and all of that. Because that's, you know, and I know during COVID and all of that, you know, it was having community is such an important thing. And so I think that this is, I hope you see and realize and know how important that is to a lot of people.
That feels good to hear.
It is.
You know, sometimes you're just on this end. It's like, I don't know, it's just a group on Facebook, right? But it's not. It's like community. And during COVID really is kind of when it was built. And so after COVID, people were like, okay, like now we want more, right? And so that's where my store came from. And that's where like a lot of the community events, like the adult prom and stuff like that, that we're doing all kind of came from those groups.
Well, look at what's happening in the world right now. I mean, in the last hour, we talked about men coming together and finding friendship and being able to talk about their feelings and, you know, supporting their mental health. We all need that. We know that mental health is at crisis levels across the country. The Surgeon General issued a report just a couple months ago saying that most parents feel so stressed during any given day that they have a hard time just getting through the day.
I definitely feel that.
Yeah. Efforts like this are essential for us to be able to function. And it has to be at this grassroots level. It can't be something that, you know, is coming down from above. We have to form this within our own communities, just like you've done.
Thank you.
Yeah. So what's the next step? You've done the Facebook group, you've done the bringing people together. Now what happens?
Yeah. So a lot of people don't know that Mommy AF and Soul Purpose are kind of intertwined. So I own Soul Purpose as well. So we have about 85 local artists and creators who rent space out of the store and sell their creations. So a lot of that store was built from the AF groups. It's a way to bring the community of people from the internet all into one place to actually get together and meet each other and build community and like build those relationships while obviously building their businesses too.
Are you seeing these AF groups actually having places where they physically come together and meet and have coffee, or instead of just being virtual? Because virtual was necessary during COVID. It was all we had.
Yeah.
But now we can be together. And I feel like, you know, that there's something really special about that physical presence.
Yeah.
During COVID, we would sit on like a Zoom and we would play two truths and a lie and like get to know the strangers of the internet. Right. But now that we can be with people again, it's so important. I think people really need community. Like people need each other. And on the internet, it's so easy to just butt heads. Right. And like not see perspective and not hear tone. And so when people get together, obviously, I feel like that's where the community is built. So it's really cool. We do in the back of our store, we have a pretty big space that's committed just as like classroom space. So we do art classes and stuff back there too, but we also have community groups that meet there to just talk sometimes and figure out some of the issues that they can't solve on the internet. So it really is, it's a great place to get together and find your people in real life. Our adult prom that's coming up in April at Stadium View, that started as mom prom like 4 years ago, because all the moms were like, we want to get feral and crazy and like go nuts. So we did that. And then the guys got jealous and wanted to be included. So we just made it adult prom for everybody. So yeah, we had like over 500 people there last year.
Really?
We get together and we just have a big party and we raise money for local organizations that need our support. So it's a pretty fun time.
So this is, I want to say mom prom, but it's not that anymore, but it sounds good. So mom prom, now adult prom at Stadium View in Green Bay over by Lambeau. And this is in April. And if people want to get involved and attend mom prom, they find you at where?
So if you, Soul Purpose GB on Facebook is the best place to kind of follow all of our stuff right now. I know there's so many different platforms out there that are taking off, and Facebook is what I know right now, and that's where we've been building. So that's what we're doing right now. So all of the information about prom and all the other stuff going on in the shop and all that stuff is all right on there.
This
I feel like there's like, oh, sorry, go ahead. No, I feel like there's like some COVID like legends and some of the things, you know, like Otis Day and his like coffee time that he would have his little live streams. And then all the stuff that you built during that time, that was, I know my wife was in those groups, and she, it's been very helpful as we're young parents and going into life and all of that stuff. What type of feedback have you gotten from people that have been in these groups for a long time?
I mean, most people don't have the experience of being part of a mom's group on Facebook. It can be kind of like a battleground. Like everybody has their
opinion. That too, yeah.
And you have a screen behind you to protect you, right? So everybody will just say what they want. So it gets hard. I have a team of probably like 25 admins that kind of help.
Oh, wow.
Some of the drama, we have our own separate like admin chat, like, oh my gosh, did you see what this person just said? Like, okay, well, like, this needs to be like moderated a little bit. But so we get a lot of like, I don't like that group. It's just drama. I'm like, well, we're trying to control, or not control, but moderate what 25,000 people are saying at any point in time, you know, like I don't live on the internet. I have other things to do. I'm a mom too. So mixed reviews, but a lot of people do find like, if you go there looking for the positive, that's what you'll find. If you go there looking for the drama, you'll absolutely find that too. So it's real life, I guess.
This is a labor of love for you, like so many small businesses.
It is.
What are some of the challenges that you have encountered as a small business owner in your own community?
So people think always, and I guess maybe it's the vibe, like, people use me sometimes as an emotional safe space. Mm-hmm. And there will be people who just stop in my store kind of unannounced and just come and sit and just talk. And it's real life stuff, and it's important, and they need to be heard. But if I'm not ready for that or in that headspace, it can be a lot. And so even like, I've had to go as far as like on Facebook Messenger, setting my settings so that if you're not Facebook friends with me, you can't send me a Facebook message. Because I would log in and it would just be sad stories and people who need help or need money. And I don't have money. Like, I have a community. I can try and find you some help, but it's a lot for one person sometimes. So having those admins definitely is a good buffer sometimes too.
25,000 people. That's a lot.
Yeah. That's like one group. Then there's all the other little subgroups, and there's a lot of like overlap of people, but it's a lot.
Yeah. I don't think people sometimes realize that, you know, the people that do good things, it takes a toll, you know, because like you say, so many people are going to come to you with really, really big life problems, you know, life changing things. And that is a lot for one person to handle.
It definitely is. So, but yeah, good therapist.
But you're not a therapist. I mean,
I have a good therapist.
A good therapist. But I think many of us feel that way. You know, I certainly, since the end of my campaign, have been fielding a lot of questions, you know, who are feeling really stressed out with all of the chaos, and just trying to be a traffic director and help to connect people, and having people like your admins, you know, people that you can reach out to, and building that network of folks. And that too is what creates that sense of community and what keeps us healthy and whole.
Definitely.
Well, I think too, like, you know, how we're empowering women and all of that. Again, that needs to happen. I think spaces like this is so important, you know, and so that's like solidarity, man. That's a really, really cool thing that you do.
Thank you. For our listeners who are thinking, geez, you know, I want to get involved in this. I want to build this in my community. What kind of advice do you have for them?
Just do it. There's like, so we did during COVID, it started because people didn't have places to like donate stuff or like find help for food or clothes. Mm-hmm. So we started our community closet. So we set up in our driveway all summer, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Oh, yeah. Meals and stuff. That was cool.
People from the community would just come donate it. People would come and help sort it. And then people who needed it would come and take it. And it was a really—
That was amazing what you did.
And now there's several other women from the groups who have their own things like that set up on their porches or at local parks. And it all stems from that. Like, it's just seeing something, you're like, hey, I can help with this. This is something that I can do. Just do it. Just go do it. We need people. We need doers.
Don't be afraid.
Yeah.
Hey, that's beautiful. Identify a problem and go out there and solve it and work together to make it happen. Yeah. How can people find Soul Purpose? Where is it located?
So we are located inside Bay Park Square Mall. We are down by Kohl's, right across from Rally House. So it's a pretty— it's hard to miss it when you see it. It's got rainbow painted all over the walls and all kinds of— it looks like, I don't know. I don't even know. It's like a 90s kids like favorite place to hang out. We got our Super Nintendo— or not our Super Nintendo, sorry, our regular Nintendo set up in the back of the store with the TV and games, and it's just a big hangout place.
It's a gathering place, just like what you did on the internet. You've done that in a brick and mortar space, and you've invited others to come in and benefit and grow as a result of that. Hey, Andrea, thanks for joining us this morning. Thanks for all of the work that you are doing to support your community, to bring people together. Yeah, I'm so glad to know you.
Thank you so much for having me. It was great to meet you all.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, yeah, thanks, Mark, for hooking us up.
Yes, Mark.
Yes.
See, that's how this works. I love it. All right.
Well, like, she says, who should come on? I was like, Andrea Fanta. Fun.
I love it.
All right, friends. So we're going to be back in 2 minutes with Todd Alba and a preview of all the good stuff on the horizon. I'm Dr. Kristen Lyerly, and this is Civic Media Mornings on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Civic Media Mornings on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Dr. Kristen Lyerly, and hey, we've got Todd Alba.
Good morning. How are you, doctor?
You have a stethoscope on.
Well, yeah, I was told in the contract in order to appear this week, I did have to appear as a physician. So I thought I should look the part. I was making morning rounds down my hallway, which people thought was odd. But I just went around knocking on the door and saying, all right, let me just check your pulse here.
All right. Here's the question that all of America wants to know right now. Hey, Todd, what's your specialty?
Oh.
Male wellness.
Oh! We'll just say.
Oh, good answer. Yeah, I have to confess, I don't even know where my stethoscope is.
Really? You don't use it in your practice day to day?
I'm a gynecologist. What am I going to do with a stethoscope?
I just thought. Well, I mean, you put your stethoscope on the lump to make sure everything's okay in there, to make sure that the journey's continuing.
Todd, just dump out, lump. Dude. Dump out, man. Dump out.
No, but in all seriousness, I thought. I mean, I don't. I'm taking this off now, but I thought that all. Don't you have to check the baby's prenatal health to put it in context?
Oh, we use a special little device called a Doppler.
Like Doppler radar?
It's like a little handheld Doppler that we put a little jelly on a pregnant mama's belly, and then we put the Doppler on, and that's when we hear the heartbeat. But we have to try to figure out where the heart is, because like it's everywhere.
This is why I just stand behind the microphone every day and don't practice anything.
Oh, look, we have a special guest. Mark brought his daughter.
Oh, my God, look at that.
Hey, sweetie pie. Hi.
This is Gabrielle.
Hi, Gabrielle.
Good morning, Gabrielle.
They're all saying hi.
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 Oh, good morning.
Yep, and that's the reason we do what we do, right?
Exactly. That right there is the future, changing lives.
That's right. So, Todd, what's up today for you? You've got a big show, I'm sure.
Well, for once we do. It happens every blue moon, but Judge Susan Crawford is going to be on the program.
Whoa.
The liberal candidate for Supreme Court Justice. So we're going to, we're asking her the important questions of the day to judge. Now we have an actual judge on the program. Chunky or smooth peanut butter?
So chunky. Chunky.
You could take that in so many different directions.
Right? Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, man. No, she's going to be on, so it'll be fun. We'll ask her just, you know, you've been a candidate, obviously, and why, you know, why she's running, what her goals are, and maybe a little bit about what she thinks of her opponent, Brad Schimmel, which, you know, Mark, great to see you. We as former Republicans, you know, it used to be that our former party stood for things like, you know, law and order and justice. And I think it's more than a little goofy, hypocritical that Brad Schimmel, former Republican Attorney General, you know, said on a conservative talk radio program recently that he supports letting the January 6th insurrection is out, like this goofy guy from Pulaski, Wisconsin, that sprayed bear spray in the face of cops in the Capitol. He, Schimmel thinks that's okay. We'll ask Judge Crawford. My guess is she'll say something different, but we'll see. Today at, I think, 12:45, she's on, so that'll be a good time had by all, as they say. And
it's so sad because, I mean, I know Brad Schimmel. Like, I got to know him pretty well. And 6 years ago, 7 years ago, never in a million years would he have said that. He wouldn't have said that. Mm-hmm. And now here we are. They've so lost their way. It's really, really sad.
Well, one of the things, too, is that if you listen to him on an upfront interview this past Sunday versus what he sounded like on Vicky McKenna, that is two separate human beings.
On upfront,
he sounds so poised, so measured, very logical, very reasoned. But then you go to Vicky McKenna, and he's saying this kind of garbage on there.
He's questioning whether juries are actually legitimate. Yeah. I mean, he is undermining the entire system of law and order. And Todd, you teed it up beautifully because do you know that Harry Dunn is here in Wisconsin?
I heard that.
Yes, Harry Dunn, our J6 hero.
Mark Becker getting it done, guest after guest after guest.
That was a Ahmad Rivera. I cannot take credit. That was all Ahmad Rivera. He's amazing. Yeah,
I think it's awesome.
Bunch of Midwesterners can't take compliments.
Right. We're actually doing an event with Harry this afternoon this morning at 10 o'clock in Green Bay at the Labor Temple. It's open to the public, so folks are welcome to come on and join us. Mm. He is an incredible speaker. So moving. Yeah. I mean, this guy, he's a giant man with a giant heart who is doing this because he believes in our democracy.
Yeah. Really great guy. So that's awesome.
6'7" or something. He's huge. Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. And Greg, what's coming up on Matt and Air on Air today?
Oh, my good gravy. We have so much coming. It's a packed couple of days, actually. Today, it's Wednesday, so we are excited to have Jim Santel on the show at 10:30 talking about all the law stuff happening. We always invite him with one case in mind. By the time he shows up, there's like 14 other cases. And then Dan Schaefer is going to be here early instead of on Friday. On Wednesday,
Dan,
he'll be here recombobulating with us. And, of course, this shouldn't be a thing at 11:50. And then tomorrow, Angela Lang, the Berkey weather and wine sport. It's just a crazy couple of days on Matt and Aaron Air, 10 a.m. to noon on the Civic Media Radio Network.
There is so much good stuff happening tomorrow here. We are going to be celebrating Valentine's Day.
Aww.
With the special Women Win Wisconsin all day long. We've got Renee Peplum, Jody Habersynikin joining us, one of our new senators, Representative Margaret Arney. Some special guests will be popping in. It's going to be so, so good. In the meantime, you can always find me, Dr. Kristen Lyerly, on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Threads, Blue Sky, all of those things. Guys, it's going to be an amazing day.
It is.
You know why? Because Todd Alba is amazing.
Oh, yes. Lord, no.
And
no.
Todd Alba is going to be here on Friday filling in for Pat. So,
that's right.
I mean, it's like win.
And we're lucky on my show, my regular producer, Aaron, is gone. Luke is gone. Like all the other men in my life, they've left me. So
God.
I got Sam Davis.
Have a good morning, everybody.
We gotcha. Have a wonderful morning. Take care.
Yeah.
The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.